Series of delays for various reasons in this Chabura. We're going to talk about the very beginning we're supposed to discuss, which is Hilchos Geneva, which is the Shulchan Aruch and Chol Shemishpat, Simen Shin Mem Ches. Also, Ligno Vafilu Kol Shud in Torah. Kol Agone Vafilu Shavaputa. I said, Vafilu Derech Shchok. Vafilu Master Hagzir. Kol Agone Vafilu Shavaputa. Over Alab Lo Tignovu. Vachayev L'Shalem. Echad Agone Maman Yisrael. O Agone Maman Shel Goyim. Etc. It's clear as day from the Rambam. But in Hilchos Geneva, there's no difference between a Jew and a Goy. There's an Issa d'Oraisa in all circumstances, even Amanas Lamekat, as the Gemara puts it, as the Rambam calls it, Amanas Tzar, etc. So it's clear as day. Comes the Ramo, this is the very beginning, it's this Shimem Chesif Aleph and Beis. It says, Toz Goy, Kon Lahat Oso, L'Becheshbon, L'Havkiah, Alva Oso, Mutter. So the lashon of the mechaber, as usual, comes from the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva. However, in Hilchos Gezeila is a bit of a different formulation, which I want to share with you in the beginning of Hilchos Gezeila. This is again Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Right, Kol Agozel Es Chaveru Shavaputa Over Belos Hasei Shenem Elo Sigzal. Note the word Chaveru. Chaveru means a Yisrael.
Gzela Aleph
Aleph. That's in contradistinction to Geneva Aleph Aleph and Beis, which is found in your Shulchan Aruch here in Shin Mem Ches. Okay? Halacha Beis. Also, Ligzel Koshu Din Torah. Afilu Goy over the Avodah Zara, also the Gozlo Ola Oshko. Clearly, the fact that he mentions a Goy separately. And he says the word osur and doesn't say over below sase, indicates that with respect to gzela as opposed to with respect to geneva, a yisrael and a goy have two different dinim. Gzolo o ashko yachzir. So this is a very important distinction. I repeat again. In Hilchos Geneva, as we saw in Shin Mem Ches Aleph and Beis, yisrael and nachri are exactly the same. Comes to a Hilchos Gzela, seem to be a clear distinction. Interestingly, the in Hilchos Geneva, he says only Shavaputa. Hilchos Gezeil and Geneva doesn't mention that. So in both cases, Rabbi Osai, in Hilchos Gezeila seems to be an Osur Din Torah Kol Shehu. With no losase. Again, kol agozel is chaver shavapruta. It's chaver and shavapruta. Chaver is a Yisrael, shavapruta. That's losigzol. Halacha beis also ligzol kol shud and torah and pruta. I feel a guy also. In both cases, it's also made a Torah, but there's no malchus. There's no losigzol. Halo dabaru. Why should it be so? So the answer clearly is that the word Re'acha, which is the code word for Yisrael as opposed to a Goy, is found in the context of Gzela and not in the context of Geneva. Now it's a little tricky if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Kedoshim. It says Lo Tignovu Esnachta Lo Sechachashu V'lo Sechakru Ishba Miso. So Rambam is understanding that the Esnachta, right, we have a Balkari here, Esnachta cuts it off to Lo Tignovu from anybody. It's only by Yisrael. What about gzeila? Same thing. Lo sashok es reacha. All right. Oshim. Lo sigzol. Lo sigzol means from anybody. Says not a behud. It's not that way. Although lo sigzol follows the word reacha. Lo sashok es reacha. Lo sigzol. It goes back on that as well. Lo sashok es reacha. Lo sigzol mimenu. So as to know the Yehuda in his explanation of Shita Saramba. Oh. Interestingly, if you look in the this idea of Esnach that's found in the Ritva and Chul and Adaf Tzadi Dalit, and the Minchas Chinuch and Semin Reish Chav Dalit explains Keneva fundamentally is an Easter of Midas. You're fooling someone. No difference between a Goy and a Yisrael. It's all the same. Gezel is an Yisrael of Mammon, only by Chavera. Oh. Interestingly, this could lead to a distinction in Halacha L'maaseh. As a Taz, in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Chof, Sifkot Yod Aleph. As a Heter Borer, he claims, Lishtamesh B'mashkon Shalakam Shalob Rishus. Why? Lo odif me afkos alva also etc. We saw in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shemem Ches Sivbeis lafkia alva also is mutter. Says the Taz, Shoah Shlomidas is no worse than afkos alva also. Why? He says kevin shikvar takas yadahu beheter shemesor lo beshul alva also. We're talking about a mashkin, and he sees that people do this all the time. Sukkos, they put up the goyish stuff. Can't say they're doing an avera. Rabbanu Shalom, we all know a famous Gemara. Shol Shalom Midas Gazlan. So if Gezel Akam is Osir and Shol Shalom Midas is a Gazlan, put two and two together. That's it. So it should be an Easter of Shol Shalom Midas from a goy as well. So the answer is as follows. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, the source for this Isser is a Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Well, what's a pasuk? The Gemara says, "Minayin legezel aknani shehu osu shenemar." Pasuk. V'yochalto es kol ha'amim asher Hashem alokecha nosilcha. What does that mean? Nosilcha, excuse me. Bizman shem besurim biyotcha, then it's like a kiyush mochama. Everything goes. For lo bizman she'enem besurim biyotcha, it's a special gzeras hakos of a ribui to teach you that you may not steal from a goy. It means there is no lo sigzel by a goy. If there'd be a lo sigzel, you wouldn't need this pasuk, because not a Yehuda is correct that the word lo sashok es reacha for lo sigzel means lo sigzol mimenu from the aforementioned reacha. So therefore, if not for this pasuk of yachalta, it would have been het gomer to steal from a goy. Comes the gzeras hakasim and tells us not. So the nature of the yisra is different. By yisra is an yisra of gzela as such lo sigzol. So shol shlomidas is gazlan. They're using his property without his consent. But we're talking about rabosai. Shol Shalom Midas from the perspective of a goy, there is no little sigzel. V'yochalt es kolamim, you can take whatever you want and devour it and consume it, but not in this circumstance when einem besurim biyotcha. Okay, if I sit in a chair, I'm not consuming it. So there's no problem.
Is it lava bam chalasa?
Okay, call it that if you want. Right? Could be. Anyway, that's the pshat. Now the question, of course, becomes, wait one minute. We just saw, the Ramah said, Hafkos Ava also is mutter. We just read it in Simen Shinnam Chesed Beis. The problem is, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Zela, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. I read it to you before, read it again. Also Ligzel Kol Shudin Torah, even less than a prut. But it's not lo sigzel. Ve'afilu goy over avodah zara, also the goes all yashko again. Not all sigzal. We said before, sviachal is common. Okay? What's the nature of this issur? What does oshek mean? You owe him money and you do not pay him. Right? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph and Gzela Halacha Beis. Wait a minute. Lo sashokas reach oksiv. Not a guy. Not only that, but Bekama Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Beis. Hafka Sava Oso Mutter. And Oshek is Hafka Sava Oso. He says, Beferish. What is Oshek? Halacha Dalit. You keep the money which you owe to him. But the Mefurash Shigamar Bekama. And Haf Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Beis. What does it say? Hafka Sava Oso. Okay? And we assume that Hafka Sava Oso is permissible. So why is Oshek on in our Torah? Says the Kesef Mishnah like this. Listen carefully. V'diek Rabbeinu Lichtov also the Gozo of the Oshko V'lokosav she'over olav v'los haseh Lomar she'en isur zeh min haTorah. He's saying it right. Of course, Avos is mutter midoraisa, but it's awesome with the Rabbanan. So writes the Kesef Mishnah. So writes the Kesef Mishnah. It's only usher mid the Rabbanan. That's a very difficult pshat. For usher legozlo ola oshko, he literally mentioned him in the same breath. Legozlo is the raisa, the oshko is the Rabbanan. That's very hard to accept. I says Re'eyu. It says Re'eyu by Gzela too, according to the Noda Biyud, but it's a Rebu Doraisa. So that's a serious question. What do you do with this Rambam? Okay, the question is clear.
So the Noda Biyud says that the Gzela does apply to a Goy as well?
To the contrary. He said Noda Biyud, Lo Sashokas Re'achov, Lo Sigzol, to Yoredeya, Simen Pei Aleph, Noda Biyud, comma, that Lo Sigzol Mimenu, as if it said Me'reacha. Even though it didn't say it.
Okay.
So it's a miut. Okay, it's a miut. So why is it usher? We explain why. Adrava. It clearly does not go on a goy. Because otherwise, what do you need a pasuk of a chaltas kol amim? Just say it's lo sigzo. Teretz says usher does not apply to an ochri. Ad kan rabosa. With me so far? So we're stuck with this kasha so far that the Rambam, who seems to say that lo oshko is usher midaraisa, seems to go against the Mefurash Gemara of a Kamad of Kufiyut Gimel Amid Beit, which says it's not Asa Midaraisa. Of course, Av Asa was Mutter, at least Midaraisa. That's the question. So, having said this point, we're now going to analyze the Gemara of a Kama. It'll take a little bit of patience to go through the Gemara, but please be patient. It's a Mishnah, of a Kama Kufiyut Gimel Amid Alf. Ein Portin Lomiteva Samochsin, etc. Don't get change from the money pouch of a moches. Who's a moches? A tax collector. That's a Mishnah. Mefurash Mishnah. Rashi explains why not. The fee change shall gezel. Stolen money. You don't want to make change with stolen money. Okay? That's a Mefurash Rashi on the Afkuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the Mishnah in the Sechta Baba Kama. Says the Gemara, Rebbeinu Shloilem. He's the tax collector, Rashi says. He's appointed by the king to take a certain amount of taxes. You know, the king appointed him, gave him an appointment. Why is that considered to be gzela? Whatever he has is legitimate money. So the Gemara has a number of terutz. Listen very carefully, please. First teretz, name is Shmuel. Moches she'ein lo kitzva. Rashi elanot kachol chavtza. That's a real crook. Comes with a government badge, you know, and it takes as much money as he wants, puts it in his own pocket. A real thief, an honest goodness thief. Teretz number one. Of course it's stolen money. That's Shmuel. The next one, b'moches ha'omer me'elav, he's an imposter. It's even worse. He stole the cop's uniform and he walks in like a cop. It's even worse than the first guy. Alright? Okay, fine. Ravashi Amar, here's where it gets very tricky. B'moches Kenani. What does that mean? What does Kenani mean? What is Kenani? Says Rashi, V'ein lochush im gozlo hechad lekechil Hashem shein mevin shem mechazev. Your lattice is different, a goy. What? The next word is the most important word in the sugya. De Tanya. We'll see the three different texts. Our text is De Tanya. De Tanya. What's De Tanya? Yisrael uknani she'anas she'boledin. The word anas may be taken out according to some authorities. Yisrael v'goi she'boledin. You impose a set of laws which is the most advantageous to the Jew, whether it's Jewish law or Goyish law. You're allowed to apply either set of laws. So says the Gemara. V'im lav, neither works. Boin olav ba'kifrin, Rashi b'chochma, at your poetry is Yisrael. You try to get out of it somehow or other. Who said all this? Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't born all of Akifim, the Kiddush Hashem. Can't do that. The Kiddush Hashem issue. Period. Says the Gemara. For Rabbi Akiva, Tamadika Kiddush Hashem. Olek Kiddush Hashem, born Akifim. For Gezel Knan and Mishari. It's not Gezel Akum. It's not mutter. Vo'atanya. Again, Vo'atanya. Or Rabbi Shimon, Dabba Zednit, Dorsha, Bekiva, Ksheba, Mi Zafirin. Minaya, Legezel, Knanishu, Osir, Talmud Lomar. Achare Nimkar, says Rashi, Be'evit, Ivri, Animkal, Nochi, Beshuk, Mishtoi. Gula, TLO. Shalo, Kufit, Gilman, Beis. Yim Shechenu. V'yetze. Just pull him out. Yochol Yiglum Olav. Again, take away from Talmud Lomar. V'chishev im koneu. Yedakte im koneu. Got to be very careful. Gezlakam is aser. Rabbi also says a steer. Right? It's gezlakam aser a mutter. Rabbi Akiva says that it's aser mikum kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva himself said it's aser mikum adin. A steer within Rabbi Akiva. But the Gezalakam is also Mika Radin, or Gezalakam is also only Mishum Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara answers, I'm in Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, top of the daf, says the Gemara as follows. Or Mepsul Akash, Hobbe Knani, Hobbe Ger Toshev. Okay. Not for now. Omarovo, Lo Kasha, Kambig Zela, which is Usser, Kan Vafkos Avosu, which is Mutter. That's what we saw in this. Those who are learning Hilchos Gneiva, for those who are keeping up. So in the Shtimen Shin Mem Ches Siv Beis, the Rambam writes, Lafkia Avosu Mutter. The Rambam just quotes it before Shikamara. Baba Kamba, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. Okay, fine. So how do we answer this question? Rashi says, not to pay taxes. You're not taking anything away. You're just not paying the tax. So not paying the tax is not a violation of Gezel Akum. And it's only also because of the question of Chil Hashem. But to take something away, the shoplift, that's also Midaraisa, Mishim Gezel Akum. Is it clear, Rabosa? This is what the Gemara says over here. So the question obvious is according to Rambam, which came a little late. Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Gezeila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, also Ligzal Kol Shel Din Torah, Afilu Goy, or whatever the Zara, also the Gozlo, or the Oshko, Fret the Kesef Mishnah, the Oshko should be Mutter, Afkos Avaso. Yeah, it means the Rabbonim. That's very Shver, we said, because the Rambam equates Gezeila and Oshek, and that's one Storaisa. It's a Shver Teretz, the Kesef Mishnah, very Shver. So let's analyze how the Rambam understood our sugya. That's another Rambam, Hilchos Gezeila, Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph. Please listen carefully to what the Rambam says. When is a moches kildistim bezman shamoches goy o moches omer me'elof o moches omer makmas ha'melech ve'en lo kitzva el lokech masha yurtze u'minich masha yurtze. Stam. The guy just does business on his own. Avo. It's okay. Avo meches sheposko ha'melech v'yomash yilokach shlisha revia u'davakotzlu v'hemid moches Yisrael l'gvos chelik zel ha'melech v'nodesh odom zanema v'namos of klum ha'mash ha'gos ha'melech eva b'ches kas gazlan v'sha din ha'melech dinu. What's his meaning over here? Dina de malchusa dina. Okay. So writes the Rambam. So writes the Rambam. Fret the Kesef Mishnah again. Wait a minute. Now, because the Gemara, if you recall, where did he get it from? Because the Gemara asked over here on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph, Rebbeinu Shalom, Omer Shmuel, dina de malchusa dina. I'll give three ukimtas when it's not true. Ein lo kitzva, omen me elov, or kanani. Were not for that, we'd say, dina de machus adina. So the Rambam in Perek Halach Yud Aleph and the Chus Gazela, when does it say that you can be somewhat lenient with respect to moksin? What are the cases? Chazer again? Goy, omen me elov, or ein lo kitzva. Okay? He just quotes the Gemara. We want from the poor Rambam. Of course, the question becomes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rambam is the one who said that Havkos Ava also was Asur. We saw it in the Hilchos Gezeilah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. So on a simple level, we said before, against the Kesef Mishnah, it's Asur Min HaTorah. If it's Asur Min HaTorah, how can the Rambam himself say over here that a moches goy is mutter? The whole head of moches goy says the Gemara is hafkos hava also, but Rambam didn't accept that for whatever reason of hafkos hava also. That's a very, very serious problem. The Kesef Mishnah asks this question right over here in Perakei and Hilchos Zela, Halacha Yud Aleph, Havrochas Melos of a Goy Rebbeinu Shel Olam. All it is, Lavriach Meches Havik Havkos Hava also. So what's the problem? Why is it Osir Lavriach Min HaMeches? In what kind of a case? Where a Melech appointed somebody, and everybody's honest, the Melech is honest, and the agent is honest. It's Havkos Hava also. V'shem Yeshlomer, Doch HaShayni, Shehemid HaMelech Yisrael Ligvos Ochalko, he appointed a Jew. The Haveki Ilu Amelech Atzmo Goveu. The Hashto, Milvad Shem Yivoda Yeshchil Hashem Bedovar, which is a bigger problem. Even a bigger problem. Efsha Shia Sakonas Nefoshes Bedovar. That's the issue. Sakonas Nefoshes. But the case of the Gemara, no Sakonas Nefoshes, Hafko Savosos Mutta. So according to the case of Mishnah, when the Rambam is strict over here, he's only worried about Sakonas Nefoshes. It's not that it's an Osu Me'ikir Adin. It's also because it may lead Chas V'Shalom to Sakonas Nefoshes if you get caught. So writes the Kesef Mishnah. Fine. Comes the Mishnah LeMelech. He says, wait a second. Ikir Etzli. Ravashi says moches goy, that means he considered to be a gazlan. He moches yesh lo kitzva. So he brings the Gemara of Yisrael of a goy shebol odin. What does that mean? Bol odin. Af al gav de mash yesh kitzva dina de machusahu v'kona hameches goy hafka is mutter. That's if you take from a private citizen who purchased a concession to take the taxes which were due to the king. The government itself wants the money. They just take a, they hire a guy to co-collect the money. Ein kan esek lafkoas hagoi shitir b'gemara. Keva de dina de machus de dina. Vare goza shle avichu ameches, vare amavriach gozalu zebor. What a chiddush nifla in the Mishnah Lamelech. If I don't pay a debt to a private citizen, Mr. Jones, that afkoas havaoso is mutter. I don't pay my debt to Uncle Sam, that's worse. I don't understand why that should be so. I Mishnah Lamelech said it, but I'm not quite understanding why it should be. Number one, I want to make you a reference to the Rav Shechter Shlita wrote in English in the very first issue of Journal of Halacha Contemporary Society, volume 1, number 1, where he said that he thinks it's prohibited to steal from taxes in America because he's stealing from Jews. Why? In the old days, the king took what he wanted, the rest of him. Now it's America has to balance the budget. If you rip off the government, they have to take more from the other guy. Can you believe it? Gezel Yisrael. Wow. I'm told a story about Yaakov Kamenetsky. Someone came to him and said, you know, I want to make my house into a shul in Muncie. It's not really a shul. Yeah, but, you know, it'll help me avoid my taxes in Muncie. So he asked Yaakov Kamenetsky, is this Gezel Akum? If I put my house off the real estate tax by having a fake shul there, etc. So Yaakov said in his nasal voice, Nain! Well, the guy was all excited. And Yaakov counted, Das ist Gezel Yisrael! Because he had the same idea. If you don't pay taxes on your house in Muncie, then other people have to pay more taxes. Kach Shemati. So,
also, could you say, Yisrael, that the government doesn't use the taxes, but it gives them to. It goes to
Yidden
also sometimes taxes.
Whatever. I'm saying that there are those who claim that if you are avoiding taxes, Muncie may have been different, a small town, a lot of Jews, but some apply to U.S. income tax, Gezel Yisrael, because they're going to have to raise the tax everybody else if you don't pay. That's what some say. I'm just letting you know, Rav Shechter wrote, Rav Yaakov supposedly said, at least in a somewhat limited situation. This is what they say in Pshat Rambam. L'nias Daiti, the Mishnah Lamelech is Shver, the Gezel Yisrael is Shver. I have a different Pshat Rambam. My plan is so simple. The Rambam is Lashitas. The Rambam holds that Oshek Goy is Osir Midoraisa. Not like the Kesef Mishnah Lashitas. He's stuck in Halacha Aleph for the Shver Pshat. Aleph Aleph. So in Heyud Aleph is another Shver Pshat. In Aleph Aleph, he said it goes Gezel is Doraisa, Oshek is Rabbon, even though the Rambam is in the same breath. And Hey Halacha Yud Aleph is to say this funny Pshat that the Goyish king somehow is considered to be Sakonis Tafashis. We don't find that. That's Ika Chosim and Sefer. And the Mishnah Melech Pshat that the government is unique, is different, also Shver. So I'm saying no. The Ramos of course have also was also. Who said so before me? The Nitziv. Baruch Shekivandi. The Nitziv and Baba Kam and the Sugya says the Ramah Paskins have course have also was also. There's only one up. The Gemara says, "Of course, of us is mutter." That is a problem. I'm the first to concede that's a significant problem. Rambam is against the Mefurish Gemara. Says the Netziv, "It's true. It's true. There is a mandam who's matterit. Who was that mandiyomar? His name is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omer b'moches Knani." Says the Netziv, "We don't pass like Rav Ashi. I read you before two other tirutzim. Shmuel says moches shenlo kitzva." Rav Yanai says, Moch Tzom Melech. Rav Ashi, Moch Tzom Knani. So we don't pass like Rav Ashi. We don't pass like Rav Ashi. Finished. That's why the Rambam left out the din of Hafkos Havaso Mutter. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like the Drusha that says, V'yachalt es kol ha'amin. And V'yachalt es kol ha'amin is applicable not only to Gzela Mamish, but also to Oshek. You are consuming what belongs to him. You are keeping the money in your house instead of giving it to putting it in his bank account. So it makes the Nitziv is beautiful. It's a beautiful teretz. I love it, except the one thing. We have a klal that the Rambam follows the Rif. This is, you know, almost all the time Rambam follows the Rif. If you look at the Rif here on this Sugya, Masechta Baba Kama. So the is the riff. Here we go. What does he say? I did a chesedina. Teretz number one, moches shein lo kitzva. Teretz number two, moches omeid me'elav. Teretz number three, b'moches kanani askinon. So how can you tell me the rift in paskin moches kanani? Right? He quotes the Ram. The rift quotes the Ram. Seems to also quote it. And he quotes our Gemara. This is the problem, Rabbi Osai, with the pshat of the Netziv. So the answer, I believe, one answer could be like the Magad Mishnah says. Let's read the Magad Mishnah on the spot. Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph. Das Rav Kshamoches Goy. Afal pishu omid makmas hamelach mistama hareu kamocha shen lo kitzva shestama yosem en adinu notel upirish rabbeinu ukimta the bas reis to the ravashi tamo bemochas goyas kinon afa mas nisen v'lo pliga asher ukimti v'lo ken pirish asher ish hamefarsha. The Rambam is saying no, a regular goy is in fact asur. When it says Moches Akam is Mutter, because the Avish, he's saying, Ravashi is saying what you said before in the previous line, Moches Shein Lo Kitzva, the Stabagai is also Moches Shein Lo Kitzva. But if you know for a fact that he's honest, the Rambam's unique, it's a special, unusual case, as the Rambam puts it, you know, no Dal Sha'odim Zen Neman, and the of Klum Al Masha Gozal Melch, which is a rarity, not Becheskas Gazan, and Dinam Chesedin. That's the Magad Mishnah's Teretz. Very nice. The Vilna Gaon quotes this. Rabbi Osai, not over here in Simen Shin Mem Ches, but the Vilna Gaon quotes this in Simen Shin Samach Tes. Here we go. The Vilna Gaon, this halachas of the Rambam is quoted in Hilchos Gzeilah. Hamed Ramburim Shemoches Kalistin Bizman Shemoches Goy. Oh, Moches Omen Me'elov. Oh, Moches Omen Makmas Hamelach V'yen Lo Kitzva Elokech Mash Yirtze. Says the Gro on that Rambam. This is in Sivkotin Tesvov. Rambam. Lo Goas Shama Babakama Uchid Detanya Elatanya. Batam, the stam goy gazanu, sukoda flaman aman aleph. Meridik. That's why Rav Ashi's Teretz is here, and not found in the Dorim, daf chav ches aman aleph. See if the guy's taking an editor, etc. It's not our onion. Umikom akom, das kol aposkim kain, shemaf kos avaso, uchigir se shalanu, uchid detanya. So if the Girsa is not Tanya, which is what the Netziv said, it's a separate shmooze, but that's difficult, as we said before. He said the Girsa is Tanya. That's a whole different story. He's talking about the Jewish law, non-Jewish law, whatever that'll help the Jew more. Right? That's a shver of art. Alright? Yeah. And the Gro says he didn't have the Girsa Kida Tanya, because then Ravashi is obviously Matam Shemaf Kosava also. That's just Das Kol HaPoskim, because it's all one big thing. Tanya is a separate Indian. Because the problem is the riff of the Girsa, Ukida Tanya. We saw it, I read it. So the Gros Teretz is also brilliant, but again, this is a Shver of Ard. Because the riff's Girsa, Ukida Tanya. So we're left hanging. Let's Chazer again. The Rambam says that a Moches Goy, you may not steal from. The question becomes, you may not give him the money, things of this nature. Question is, why not? Why should it be Asaf Kosav also was Mutter? So, Mefurash Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Beis. Mefurash Gemara. So, what answer do we have? The Kesem Mishnah Sakonis Afoshes. The Mishnah Melech says a king is unique. But we thought the Teretz really is. Namo Daf Kosav also was Asr. Oshek! Aleph Beis in Hilchos Gzela, which you understood is a Daraisa against the Kesem Mishnah, Pshuto. So, it's Asr. Shain. So if it's Asr, then the question becomes, Why is there a heter of meches goy? Of course, no, stam goy is a gazlan. Ain't no kids. That's how the Vilna Gaon suggests. Okay, that's what he suggests. So again, the number of answers. One, we don't pass the gavashi the nativ. Two, we pass the gavashi because stam akum is a gazlan. The Rambam's unique case if the akum is not a gazlan. What's the problem of a kind? He takes out the word ukidatanya and he says it's Tanya, a new word about the dinenu din dincha, but it's against the riskiers. So I think, with all the respect to all these great terutzim, I think the real terutz is found in the Sefer Chuta Meshulash, Shuvas of Rab Chaim Valojana, but it's a tshuva written to Rab Chaim Valojana. It's in Chuta Meshulash Chelik Aleph Simen Yud Dalet. Listen to the words now. Astam Akum. The average Akum may not be a shoplifter, but he takes more than that which he's entitled to. You know, he gilds the lily a little bit. Gilds the lily a little bit. Let's take a look in the original source where you can find this, which is in the Beis Yosef. Again, for those who want to look it up, it's Shin Samach Tes and Shulchan Aruch Siv Vav. Now we do the Beis Yosef. I'm reading you the Lashon. So the Magen Mishnah says, Moches Goy Mistamu Kamo Shen L'Kitzva Shestamu Yosef Min Adinu Notel. It takes more. Okay. Very nice, it takes more. And what about a Moches Yisrael who takes more? And more than that, if a guy takes more, the Lashon of the Beis Yosef in discussing such a circumstance of somebody who takes more, I read the Lashon over here, Afilu biyodua shezeh moches mosif digach yosef meachol kamelech shiruk gazlan also lavriach mimenu kidei mashu chuko. The king gave him a consignment. You know, you can take $100 from each family. He asks for 120. Says the Beis Yosef, very nice. You can hide the 20 from him, but you have to give him the 100. Otu mipnei shu also shalokedin ligzo. Yigzlu b'nei Adam chuko, because he two wrongs don't make a right. He's trying to take 120. He's entitled to 100. You're going to give him nothing. That's the Gemara Masechta the Brachos Daf Hey Amud Beis. Basur gan v'gana v'tamatoin. If you deal with the ganav and take away from him, you're also kind of tasting a little bit of ganeva. Ad kan de Beis Yosef here in Simon Shin Samach Tes. Adkan. So wait a minute. The footnote over here in the bottom, the fancy tours, quotes them a bit. Wait a minute. Yeah. Haino likach mi mamono. I can't take from you. Avalocha shamoches atzmo ein bo chiyuv ele mitzad dina demachus adina. Kevan shez emosiv midata b'schora. Achas, he takes more than the king gives him permission to take. Hayu nechshav the gazlan v'nistalek v'merudina demachusadina shema yochal lahosif b'chol ha'schoros v'yamosif l'chem mutal l'avriach v'menu ha'mechas b'chol ma'ashe yuchal shiu matzlas atzmo v'enu mamash shal moches adayin shal gia liyodo v'gam enu mo and gomer l'shal moches. That's pshat. Ein lo kitzva. Rashi just takes whatever you want. Ein lo kitzva u'meis ha'melech. What Tafilu Moches Yisrael, the Bochi Ayri. Talk about a Jewish tax collector. How do you know? Came in the Kama Basarachi Ravashi Moches Nachu. But the first thing they wrote him, a Moches Yisrael. Hani Meshum, She'ena Moman Gomer, Vagam Logia, Adan Yad Meches. It's mutter even in that kind of a situation. Ad Khan, from the Chuvas Mabit, the Mabit. So the fact that the Beis Yosef says, Hayna Damri Inshi, Brochus Afheim at Beis, Bosa Gan Vagon of Atama Toim, listen carefully, please. Mashma Lechora, the Modal Iker Tama Mabit, the Ains Exhale Mamish. Why? He steals from me. So I can't steal something else to offset it, but I can take it back what he took from me. That's the kasha of the somebody here in the footnote, Nun Dalid, in Simen Shin, Samach Tes. Of course, the question is, Rabbi Osai, let's be real. Our situation is a big problem. Because you see, in a certain way, Rabbi Osai, our case is worse than the Gemara and Brachas. In the Gemara and Brachas, the person is taking only that which belongs to him. Here, he's taking that which doesn't belong to him. That's mamish. Brachas is not that way. That's a problem. And brachas afei the Yisrael is not oshek the goy. Big problem. So here's my pshat. This is my pshat, and I'm all this is all the pshat in the Chuv written to Reb Chaim Volozhin by Rav Yontif Lipman Mikapulia. He's the one who wrote the Chuv to Reb Chaim Volozhin. This Shmuel taka holds that way. It's chazad the Gemara for those who walked a little bit late. There's a Mishnah that Kufyut Gimel and Aleph in Baba Kama. Talks about the problematic idea of getting change from the pushka, if you will, from the money chest of a moches. So the Gemara says like this. Chazar again. V'omar Shmuel, Gemara says like this: you can take a nether and evade the taxes of a moches. Idina machus adina. Gemara says moches she'ain lo kitzva. He's illicit. Moches she'ain lo kitzva. So what does he mean? Moches she'ain lo kitzva. Shmuel holds he is entitled to 100. He wants 120. You're allowed to give him zero. Zero. I'm not allowed to lose $20. Rav Ashi disagrees. Rav Ashi is machmir. In other words, since he's entitled to 100. He wants 120. I have no right to take all 120 away from him. I can take all 100 away from him. I'm not allowed to do that. That's what Rav Ashi is saying. By Moches Yisrael, it would be usur, for that reason. According to Shmuel, even the Moches Yisrael is mutter. And I'm a chuyuf to lose my money because he has some more money. Look, he's entitled to 100. He wants 120. And I'm a chuyuf to give him 20 and give him zero. That is opinion of Shmuel. Rav Ashi says no, he would not be able to do that. It's told by the goy. And why is the goy mutter? You know why? Maybe the Gemara in the Gemara. The Gemara says, look, b'moches k'nani did tanya Yisrael k'nani anas shebo l'din imat yochel zakeil b'dinei Yisrael zakeil b'dinei Yaakov zakeil. Rabosai, what's it going on? For the good of the Yisrael, you go b'sa dineyem. Dineyem. In Dineyem, Rabbi Osai, in Goyish law, he wants $120 instead of 100, you can give him zero. That what Shmuel says is mutter by Jewish law. Rabbi Ashi says no, in Jewish law it's usher. But the moch is Goy, it's mutter because you're allowed to follow Goyish law. It's a meridik of pshat. It's a meridik of pshat. Ah! Meridik of pshat. Period. That's the sugya. The second part of the Brisa, Rabbi Osai, is unrelated. What's unrelated? Aside from the idea of kach din chemanat, there's another issue Another issue, Rabosai. Bono Makifin, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. It has nothing to do whatsoever with the previous sugya. And that Gemara, in fact, is Shaloka Halacha. That Gemara says Afkol Savos was Mutter. We don't pass like that Gemara. Aye, it's tied in to Moches Nach. We know it's not tied in. The way Rav Yontav Kapulya reads the Gemara is like this. Shmuel says, I didn't make a Sadina. Moches Shein Lo Kitzva. So he wants 120 instead of 100, you can give him 0. Rav Ashtanov says, you stroll, you have to give him the 100, you have to give him at least 100. Moches Goy. So what? Gezalakam is Asr? No. Oshagakam is Asr? No. We apply the principle of Kach Dinchem. And by Dinei Goy, if he asks for more than he's entitled, you're like, nothing. That's the end of the sugya. End of the sugya. Kach Dinchem. That's all. Period. Now comes a new sugya, Rabosai. What's a new sugya? A whole new sugya. Kiddush Hashem, Afkol Savaso, ba 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 ba. We pass Afkol Savaso. In fact, it's also according to the Rambam. I think it's Meredith. She does Rambam is against everybody else. Oshek is also midaraisa by a goy, as he seems to imply Poshet and Perik Alva Lachabez, the Chuzelak, the Kesav Mishnah, because he taught the distinction between Gez and Oshek in the same breath. That's exactly why the Rambam in Perik Aloch Yid Aleph and Chuzelah said that is a major problem. A major problem. And the only time a Moches Goy is mutter if he's dishonest, if you know for sure he's honest, you may not rip him off one red cent, because Oshek is also midaraisa. Kain Nirali Beshita Saramba. Good. But we are Shulchan Aruch. So it's interesting, Rabosai, the Mechaber, here in Shin Samach Tesiv Vav. What does he say? Quotes the Ramba, almost verbatim. Okay?
Which Siman?
Shin Samach Tesiv Vav is almost a carbon copy of the Ramba Menuchos Gezela. Perikay Aloch Yiralf. I'm reading them both together. Vemedva Amurim Shamoches Kalisim Bizman Shamoches Goy. Okay. O Moches Omen Meyelov. Oh, Moches Mal Ein Lo Kitzva. It's all quoted in both. Lokech Masha Yirtza. But if he's an honest guy, Moches Shapotka Mel Pnito Dover Kotzav, he's a Jew. Hemen Moches Yisrael Ligvosel Melech, and he's an Ish Neman. Then it's Dina Machlus Adina. Now, if you take away his money, you're in violation of Gozel Menas HaMelech. Because it's Gezel Yisrael. Okay. That's what it says. That's what it says. Then the Mechaber adds, it's not in the Rambam. Avalim Kano Goy. It's a Goyisha Moches. Mutem Hashem Dahavi Kafkos Avoso. That's not in the Rambam. Dishari, it's not a Rambam. But Mokam to Lekachil Hashem. So the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, which I explained, I thought so beautifully, based on the Chut of Meshulash. The Rambam was like, Hafkos Avaso is in fact Asr. That's what he says in Aleph Beis in Hilchos Gzela. Legozo Li Oshko is also Pasha Pshat Level Doraisa. But Rav Yosef Cairo didn't hold like me. Why not? He's a Shitoso. He learns. L'oshko is only with the Rabbanan. And l'shitoso, it's only us to avoid the tax because it's bikuach nefashos. So yeah, he made a whole new story over here. A whole new story. So what I thought, what I said is correct within Shitas HaRambam, but it's clearly not correct within Shitas HaShulchan Aruch. And the Ramah over here in Shin Samach Tes Sif Vav, okay, the Ramah is Havi Kafkos Avoso Deshari. So we have it in Shin Mem Ches, so we started in Shin Samach Tes, where we're ending. Hafkos Av also is Mutter. Mutter. Okay. Of course, the question becomes, there are more heirs over here. Miyum Yeshu Mishim Yiras HaMelech. It's a different story. So the Vilna Gaon, right over here in Bir Agra, in Sivkoton Chav Gimel. It says over here, watch this. It says, one second, I'm in the right place. V'yashom afilu amochis Yisraelim lo kno le'atzer ha'govel ha'melech af al gav de'osel avriach mikhoch dina de'machusa. Mikom akom, if you avriach, etc., etc. Of course, I've also shari. Sarachian. He didn't say it's also to be mavriach. Also to take a neder sheker. Lavriach shari. Of course, I've also. He doesn't understand. It's lesser, says the Gra. After chatchila mutter, right? It's only, it was a Russian, the Durham says so. Shar poskim. So it's a very strange, so all this is strange. Strange. And more than that, the Gra writes over here, even in Sifkon Chafalf, Kigirsa Shalonu Kanal. What does that mean? That the Gra had a different Girsa? It's very schwer. So what's going on? So I told the Mechaber Lashitoso. I repeat. The reason why it's also is because it's Sakonos Nefoshes. And this is Sakonos Nefoshes. Not only Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is bad enough. Sakonos Nefoshes. So, can't take any chances. Chashash Rochok is also. The Ramah doesn't argue with that. Apparently not worried about a Sakona. And the Kol HaPoskim say it's Muta. Of course, I've also. The oldest Abbas is no Chashash Sakona. Adka. All this Rabosai is what we have in black letter law in the Rambam, who's Machmer and all these Shailos. I hold the Rambam, the Fianir's Daiti. That's the Chutta Meshulash. He passes that Oshek Akum is Osim Midoraisa. If that's the case, be very, very careful in any dealings with a Nachri. If you owe him the money, you better give him the money. Don't say that, of course, I'm a mutter. No! Of course, I'm also is, in fact, Osir, according to the Rambam. The Mechaber and the Rambam Paskin, as the Poshup Shah in the Gemara, Havkos Havaso is Mutter. What do you do with the taxes? So there are different answers. Some say tax is unique because it goes to Dina Damachus, Dina goes to the king. It's different. We don't understand why that should be. So, some say tax is Pekuach Nefesh. So, of course, that's every case is different. Some say taxes is Chil Hashem. Avadim is Chil Hashem, it's also. No doubt, no one doubts that. The question you'd be choshish for a Chil Hashem in a remote possibility, that's a serious question. So now, Rabosai, let me come to the bottom line. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis Simen Chof Tes. You get the impression with those who were ripping off the government, I think it's some kind of Chelik Beis Simen Chof Tes Nikos Moshe. The ripping off the government like in lunch programs, things of this nature. So I'm going to give you a quotation of Rav Moshe. The problem is that people who came from Europe, and in Europe the governments were tyrants and murderers and certainly anti-Semites who discriminated against Jews, and therefore the Dina Machusa wouldn't apply. But it's America. Rav Moshe's Lashon. Anachnu muzhorim me'Hashem yizbarach shetzivon b'torah sa'va kadosha. Li'izor me'likach yosef mikvitzna shetanayim memshala kavulitim. The Kolshkan Shaoslis, the Shaker, the Misbra Talmidim, which was a famous thing, how many students did make up inflated numbers. Shalavach, who is a gazelle, Harika was a gami surah, Magdom, Amir, Shkor, Muksov, Magneva's Das, the Gam Chil Hashem, Bizar, and I traveled on there. Ain't was a Shum, Aros, Hatta Baola. Kumosha Kodesh Baruch, Sone Gazel Baola, Kenna Kodesh Baruch, Sone, Bitmicha, Satora, Valam Deo, Ayade Gazel. Af betos akum the mutter lechulei alma that we saw tos akum for sure's mutter that we saw over here in Shin Mem Ches. That's how we started. Those came a little bit late. We started in our simon, which was simon Shin Mem Ches, and there it says, I read it to you one more time in Siv Beis, tos goy golat also becheshmin olafkia halvaso mutter, as long as no chil Hashem mafurish Ramah that it's mutter. So on that Ramah that says it's mutter, since it's mutter, it seems it should be clear that it's required, I'm using that word, to return the money if it can lead to a Kiddush Hashem. Not every case allows for that. Let me read to you the Ber Agola. The Ber Agola here in Shin Mem Ches. Okay? So it's a whole discussion. So Osaka was mutter, also a whole discussion. Ayaliel Reish Simon Reish Samavov Shem Hirzir Aveda Lagoy the Kaddish of Hashem Gleish Yifaru Was Yisro Viedu Shem Bali Amuna Reza Meshubach. At the end they didn't succeed. All went down the tubes. When they died, they were left dead with no money. For Rabim, Asher Kitshu Hashem Verziru Toyos Agoyim B'Dov Choshuv, gave back a lot of money to a goy because he made a mistake. Godlu Veshiru V'Yitzlichu V'Hinichu Yisrael Me'ol Aleihem. So not only is it right, but it's even smart, because if you do that, the Kiddush Hashem for a goy, the Bergola promises you based on his experience that you will succeed. You'll have more money. By returning that which a goy made a mistake, you will be blessed with more money, and more money not only for your generation, but the subsequent generations as well. I read a biography of Mr. Irving Bunim, A Fire in His Soul, written by his son Amos Bunim. Tells a story that way back when, in the 40s, Mr. Bunim was given a check by some non-Jewish customer, a lot of money. In those days, before computers, before everything, you know, you could put the money in the bank, and there would no one would figure it out, and they would say, "This is not mine, I'm giving it back." Mr. Bunim, Baruch Hashem, lived a long life and had money till the end.
Amos also.
Keep going, weiter. Who's Amos' son-in-law? Shimmy Glick, multi-millionaire. So this Nichu As Yisrael Olay, the brach was the Baragola's brach was Makuyim.
Is that the
leaflet? Huh?
Yeah.
That's it. That's because Mr. Bunim gave the money back. Because he gave the money back in 1940s. That's why his children and his descendants are still having.
Is Mr. Bunim's descendants here? Yad Avram is descendants.
It's the same family. Okay. Same family. Okay. Shimmy, if you know Shimmy. Yeah. Not more than that. We started with the Gemara Baba Masechta Baba Kama on the Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. I'll read you one more line in the Gemara. Tanya of Pinchas Ben Yoy Omer. P'mokho sheshchil Hashem afilu avedoso osur. Here it's just black and white. Aveda Sechicha, there's no question about it that Aveda Sechicha is also Aveda Sechicha's Mutter. There's not even a question about it. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Reish Samach Vav, Siv Aleph. And if you're mad at the Kaddish of Hashem, it's Meshubach based on Yerushalmi. The Pnei Moshe explains Yerushalmi as follows. This is the Yerushalmi. V'chiyatem Choshvin, Shen Shimon ben Shetach Barbaranu. That's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Barbarian. Shenasa chatfon v'otz lahashiru lokein elarotsu sheyizkara shem shemayim ayado v'lishmo, we want to hear she'amru the goyim said brich elokeon de yudoi v'zenoach lo yosem mikol scha v'revach momen sheba'olam. That's the Yerushalmi bava metziya perek beis alochei ele metzis. The Medrash Shraba says someone dvarim gimel maaseh Reb Shimon ben Yoshetach Shelokach Chamorechad Mishmelech. He bought a donkey from an Arab. Hochu Tamidav Ev Motul Bo Evan Achas Tova Toilet B'Tzavor. They found a precious diamond. Omelo Rebbe Birchas Hashem Itashir. You became a wealthy man? Omelo Rav Shimon Shatach Chamor Lekachti Evan Tova Lo Lekachti. I'm not a barbarian. Holach Ve'chziru Lo Osi Shmel V'Korolav Osi Shmol Boruch Hashem Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. If that's true, Rabbo, say when it comes to Avedas Akum, which is Mutamikir within the Choladeus, black and white, no machloikas, no nothing, Kavachoma by Oshek, that's our discussion of today, Hafkos Avaso, was a big machloikas aposkim, Nezek, which is not for today's topic, is a big machloikas aposkim as well, should certainly pay the goy, even if there's no Chil Hashem. What does that mean? What do you mean? No Chil Hashem. That means he doesn't know that the Jew ripped him off. But if you can self-identify as a Jew and pay the money, that the person will realize that the one who's returning the money is Jewish, do it. In our generation, there's so much unfortunate dishonesty, which is the papers love to write about, the Chilul Hashem, through Jews, unfortunately, even some of Shomer Mitzvahs, unfortunately, it's even more important to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, as Rav Shimon Meshetach did in ancient times.
It's okay, U.S. District Attorney is very talented in making sure that these people go to jail.
I'm not here to defend the district attorney. I'm here to say that we have to at least counterbalance.
It's great. In Canada, a lot of these guys get caught free. I'm very impressed with the U.S.
Do you remember the case in Connecticut? I think it was 2 years ago. A fellow, a yeshiva guy, moved into a house, and apparently there was a very big desk that the previous occupant couldn't get out of the door. So he left the desk behind. Opens the drawer, $1 million. I'm sorry.
$98,000.
It wasn't so much. Oh, sorry. Sorry for my exaggeration. All right, so what? $98,000 is not, also a piece of money. Right? And he returned it. But he didn't say anything, did nothing. He went to Rabban and said, you have to publicize this because it's about counterbalance all the other things that are going on. That was a, he was a Kaddish. Everyone knew he was Jewish. Now, if no one's going to find out that you're Jewish, you can't say it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's just not a Kiddush Hashem. But in this case, he made sure they found out. I once had a case. It's not topic of today's shir. Well, maybe I'll have a chance later to give the chabura on Nezek of a Goy. You're Mazik a Goy. We talked about Gneva. Let's review. Let's summarize. Gneva's Akam is exactly the same as Gneva's Yisrael. Rambam has no distinction in Aleph Beis and Hichos Gneva. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes Shin Mem Ches Aleph and Beis. That's how we start. Gzela is different because Lo Sigzol is only by a Yisrael. Reacha refers to the subsequent Lo Sigzol, as another Yehuda said. Why is Gezel Akam Asim in a Torah Vechadas Kol Amin? It may not apply to Shol Shlomi Das, the Taz and Yoredeya. All this is true. So of course, Avoso really should be mutter according to Mefurish Gemara, because it's the Rambam holds differently. We explain the Rambam holds that of course Avoso in fact is Aser. We don't pass in the head of course Avoso. And what do you do with the intricacies of the sugya? We like the teretz of the chut of a shulash. I'm not going into those protim right now. So the bottom line is, according to Kol HaPoskim, as the Gro quotes, Meches should be of course Avoso and mutter. According to the Rambam, it's no Chil Hashem. According to the Rambam, it's Aser, because it's Oshik of Goy is Aser. When it causes Chil Hashem, L'chol HaDeis, it's Aser. L'chol HaDeis. When there's no Chil Hashem, but there can be a Kiddush Hashem proactively, then we have the Yerushalmi and the Medrash that a person should do it. We have the Bracha of the Beragola, that you're going to end up with more money for you and to leave for your descendants afterwards. But Nezek we didn't discuss. I'm just going to say one personal story, then we can just finish up, wrap up. I once had a case where someone asked me to drive in a very slippery, slidey, snowy, wintry night into a bad neighborhood of the Bronx where someone was there. I really didn't want to go, but you have to go. So there's a street, it's called Kingsbridge Road, which is a very, very windy street. This store goes back close to 40 years. In the end of the day, they grooved it. You know what I'm talking about? They make these grooved pavements so the cars can hold the road. Pre-grooved. And I'm driving down this big hill after I let this person off. I'm all by myself. Snowy night, the bad part of the Bronx. And I turn the wheel. Garnished. A chutzpah. The car keeps going straight. The one that went straight, I see I'm going right into a car. You brace yourself. You see it coming. There's nothing you can do about it. Boom! I went into my front of my car, banged in the front of another parked car. To get out of the car would be chashash takonas tefashis. On the other hand, I didn't want to.
Why is that?
Because it was a bad neighborhood. But on the other hand, I know the Chazon Ish Paskin said you have to nezek of a goy is chayav against the minchas chinuch. But that's, you know what? I took the license plate number down, and I saw the car I banked into was almost as big a jalopy as my car. So I figured, I called the cops. I said, this is what happened. This is the license plate number. Here's my phone number. This person can call me. I'll make good on whatever happened. Good? So I get a call from a person. Yes, I have a bump in front of my car. My car is so bumpy, it made no roishim. But I couldn't open the hood. It cost me $75 to open the hood. So I wrote a check for $75 to this address somewhere on Kingsbridge Road. And when I wrote the return, I went down Rabbi Willick. I usually don't write that. But I wanted to maybe make a shtick. She would have no way of tracking me down. No way. The snowy night. There was no one. No one saw me. Nothing. I had one other such incident. Since we're discussing snow, that I was parking the car right in front of my own house on that overpass, and I was backing up in the snow, and the car, you know, snow is a chutzpah. They don't listen to you. It's like boom. Like sort of banged into the car behind me. This was not a dangerous neighborhood. I got out of my car, put a note in the windshield. I did it. This is my telephone number. Turned out it was a neighbor who lived on my floor. Who was Jewish. I didn't recognize his car. So that ended up, I had to pay me a din. Whatever. It was also small damage. It was just, I was going 10, 5 miles an hour. But I believe it's important that whenever we're able to be Mekadosh Hashem Shemayim, we should try our best to do so. Now I'm going to end by quoting the Smag, Mr. Sasei Ayin Dalet. Ata sheherech ha-golos Yosef Yidai, yesh li Yisrael lehibodol mehav leholam, v'lechos b'tmima shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu emes, v'shalo l'shaker, lo li Yisrael v'lo l'goyim, v'lo l'hat osen b'shem inyan, u'lekadesh atzmam afa muta lehem, shenemar, sheres Yisrael lo yasu avlo lo yidar b'chozov, v'limitz b'fiyem loshen tarmis, end quote. Wait a second. If it's Avla and Kozov and Tamris, how can the Smag talk about Be Mutalehem? The Mutalehem, what's going on? So maybe it tries as follows. Sheiris Yisrael, lo Yasu Avla is what they call today, and Issa Midas. It's not a nice thing to do. Sheker is a Midah Maguna, but it's not included in the Sheker of the Torah. Right? Midvash Sheker, Tircha goes by Dayanim and Bezdin. Those Tashakish Ramis are only talking about money. Nonetheless, even if it's not Amisecha, you shouldn't lie, because it's a Midah Meguna. And the Smak concludes, and that's how I conclude. Uchshiyavu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoshiyam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the Mashiach, Yomu HaGoyim, Bidin Asa, Hashem was right to save the Jews from their tormentors. Ki Ahim Anshei Emes Torahs Emes Befiyam, the truth tells. Avalam Yisnagu HaGoyim B'Ramos, Yomru, Maro, Ru Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shebocha Lechelko Ganov V'Ramoim. See the Yomak of the Geula Poshet. So we hope to all try to learn from the words of the Smag, and we should be Zocha to a Geula Shleim of Harav Yemein Amen. Okay, can we schedule some Chavurus? One of the Chaverim is supposed to say next week. Who wants to say? We need a volunteer.